preparing without thought. Experience taught me to listen to guidance that often comes in the wee hours of the night, upon waking or dropping off to sleep. Once again, as many times in the past, I am now guided to prepare without thought. I have unplugged from the third dimensional construct as much as possible. So when messages break through the veil, prompting me to prepare without thought, I listen, especially when they persist. Preparing without thought means making sure you have everything you need to survive for at least a week on your own. It means remaining indifferent to the outcome, but knowing that your preparations will be more than enough to get you through the temporary immersion in mass consciousness. Preparing without thought includes not thinking about a storm's path or severity, but affirming that new higher energies will immerse everyone in the higher vibration of oneness. And more importantly, preparing without thought always carries the vibration of an awareness that as a soul, we all agreed to times like these. As the next summer storm approaches, it reminds me that even though we make our own reality, mass consciousness still periodically affects us. I sense, as with Hurricane Wilma in 2005, many people will not prepare for the repercussions of the next weather anomaly. All I can do is tell them now to turn off their television and listen to the voice within instead. And if they really want to hear what finite, seasoned weather people have to say, follow the posts on Dr. Jeff Master's blog at wonderground.com. That's wunderground.com. Shine on, bread light.